This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom Neal. At least three rockets landed near Erbil International Airport in the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region of Iraq, killing one, wounding five. That's according to a coalition spokesperson. Colonel Wayne Morato on Twitter said that initial reports that indirect fire landed on coalition forces in Erbil. There was one civilian contractor killed, five civilian contractors injured, and one U.S. service member injured. A statement from the Kurdish Interior Ministry said a number of rockets were fired towards Erbil and its outskirts around 9:30 p.m. local time, and some people were wounded, but it offered no further details. It was not immediately clear if a U.S. military base housing U.S. troops near the airport was the target of the attack. Hundreds of anti-coup protesters gathered at a junction in Yangon on Tuesday. It's a key crossroads from which groups fanned out to other points, including the embassies of the United States and China. They held banners demanding the release of the deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi and CDM signs. CDM refers to the civil disobedience movement that has seen doctors, engineers, and others in Myanmar refuse to work until the military releases elected political leaders and returns the country to civilian rule, some laid on the ground in a silent protest with their eyes covered. The World Health Organization has granted an emergency authorization to the coronavirus vaccine by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. The move should allow the UN health agency's partners to ship millions of doses to countries as part of a UN-backed program to tame the pandemic. The WHO said it was authorizing the AstraZeneca vaccines. It is the second vaccine greenlit by the WHO. This is VOA News. A foundation based at Tel Aviv University is honoring the U.S.'s top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has won a $1 million Israeli prize for his work during the coronavirus pandemic. The Dan David Foundation did not mention former President Donald Trump, but it credited Fauci for courageously defending science in the face of uninformed opposition during the challenging COVID crisis. Last month, after the change in administrations, Fauci admitted
there were things that were said, be it regarding things like hydroxychloroquine and other things like that, that really was uncomfortable because they were not based on scientific fact.
Fauci won the Dan David Foundation Prize for achievement in the present in the field of public health. I'm Mike Gracia.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo continues to take criticism for the lethal path the coronavirus took through New York's nursing homes, but he is insisting that the state did not cover up the deaths. More from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
There was a delay.
Governor Andrew Cuomo acknowledged officials should have moved faster to release information. The state has been forced to acknowledge its count of nursing home deaths excluded thousands of residents who perished after being taken to hospitals.
We didn't answer every question, so it allowed the void to be created. The void begets disinformation. The disinformation begets pain of people. I take responsibility for that.
But at a news conference, Cuomo insisted
all the deaths in the nursing homes and in the hospitals were always fully, publicly, and accurately reported.
Cuomo says he'll have reforms involving hospitals and nursing homes in the upcoming state budget. I'm Ben Thomas.
In New Zealand, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the first batch of 60,000 vaccines had arrived in the country Monday as authorities continued to investigate how a strain of a highly transmissible variant was found in three members of an Auckland family. Ardern added that the vaccine would undergo safety checks before border workers start receiving vaccinations starting from Saturday. In Auckland, the infection sent nearly 2 million residents into a three-day lockdown Sunday. It prompted Australia to suspend an arrangement that allowed New Zealanders to enter the country without serving a 14-day hotel quarantine period. Auckland's lockdown was the first in months after a hard shutdown early in the pandemic that appeared to have largely eliminated local transmission. Again, in New Zealand, the prime minister says that a batch of 60,000 vaccines had arrived in the country on Monday. More at VOAnews.com. By a remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Music and more. BOA1.
Very attractive young lady, very talented.
Right?
That was her biggest hit, Booed Up. She put out some new music earlier this year. My name is Larry London, keeping you company for another hour. Blackpink is the all-girl K-pop band from Korea. And this next song features Selena Gomez, who has just released a Spanish language song that is currently doing very well on the charts around the world. This is a song called Ice Cream on VOA1.
Count chili, get it free like Billy.
Chilling like a villain, yeah, rah, rah, rah. Mitching through constructor in my life, rah. No more follow, none of them pick it, wanna damn it. Can you cheat it? Millies, made bottom. Han yodem, so more get autumn. Keep it moving like Melissa, think you fly, but where you be some Mona Lisa, can Elisa need some ice cream and a Teresa. Keep it moving like Melissa, think you fly, but where you be some Mona Lisa, can Elisa need some ice cream and a Teresa.
It's new music right here. VOA.
Jason Derulo, oh yeah. You shining brighter like Rihanna. Always beating up some common mass. Oh girl, we notice your body the coldest. Everybody fall in love, fall in love. I'm a rolling stone.
Derulo and Adam Levine, Lifestyle. VOA 1. Please tell your friends you have found a station that plays the hits, and that station is VOA 1. I'm Larry London, inviting you to my Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/VOA. Larry London. Gabby Barrett became a mom in January. Little Bayla May was born, and here she is on her latest smash hit. This is called I Hope, and it features Charlie Puth.
out, forget, let them take you on a first date again.
For this look like touch with a supermodel blush. Only one sip of water in the club. 150 in the touch and no clutch. Make the 12th that they need to put in some cuffs down.
This is the rhythm
of the night. Tonight's gonna be bueno. Oh, I'm talking no problemo.
Oh, yeah.
We'll party to the extremo, baby.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Baby, tonight's like fuego.
Oh,
we about to spend a dinero. To the extremo, baby.
No te lo niego porque yo sé lo que hay. Lo que se ve no se pregunta. Si tú te ves, tengo claro que es mi culpa. Como Canelo en el ring nada me asusta. Vivo en mi oasis y la paz no me la tumba. Hakuna Matata como Timón y Pumba. Voy pa' leyenda así que dale zumba. Los dejo ciego con la vibra que me alumbra. Heiras pa' la tumba, nosotros pa' la rumba.
Rompemos, al otro día volvemos.
Oh, yeah.
¿Sabes cómo lo hacemos, baby?
You like that space?
It's the hits. Only the Voice of America.
Lamborghinis and they're in it hummus. The party's on, so they're heading downtown. Everybody's looking for a come up, and they wanna know what you're about. Me in the middle with the one I love, and we're just trying to figure everything out. We don't fit in well, cause we are just ourselves. I could use some help getting out of this conversation. Yeah, you look stunning, dear.
That's a collab with Drake called No Guidance. And he's got a couple of new collaborations that are out. He did one with an artist called Clever. It's a song called Umbrella that features Chris Brown. And then he just got a new one that he's announced that's coming out with a Seven Streeter and ASAP Ferg. It's called Guilty. My name is Larry London. Thanks for listening to VOA1 and the Hits.